Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And good preaching for the daily bread, Brother Rice. You're a true man of God who does speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for him, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to stand strong as we fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
I'll present your body a living sacrifice. Oh, that's simple. Well, yeah, it is. It's quite simple, huh? Except for the ones that know. Praise the Lord, say. Isn't it simple? Just get up and say, well, here I am, Lord. I'm just David. What do you want me to do? See? But lo and behold, David gets in the way. Hallelujah. The report is Marilyn did well. They said she's got bones like a 50-year-old. Ain't that something? Got a pretty good appetite, too. Good appetite's always a good sign. So most of us, we have a good sign in that point. Thank you, Lord. What else do we have? A card. All right. So, tater planting. Thank you, Lord. Serving the Lord with gladness. I got a letter from Jack and Barbara Anderson. Thank you, Lord. I'll see if I can read it, maybe. It's very edifying and encouraging. Thank you, Lord. Her mother was here. Thank you, Lord. Or his mother. Thank you, Lord. For quite a few years. Played the organ. How about that? Rejoiced in the Lord. Suffered affliction with the people of God. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that good? It's a high calling. Moses chose by faith to suffer affliction with the people of God. That's what we agreed to do. It is an honor. Where are the people of God? Well, you know, to those that are in Christ, that's a question they have. Thank you, Lord. Brother Stair was just saying before I stood up how the gospel has been preached, but most men reject it. And they go about in their religion, you know, doing what they want to do. And that's the case. We need mercy. We need grace. I mean, what a deal. You know, people act like they love bargains and they, you know, they certainly like to steal, get something for nothing. But the greatest gift, all you have to do is receive it. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's from the giver of good and perfect gifts. It comes from above. It's eternal. Praise the Lord. But men don't too much esteem it. That's because they're carnal. They think it's men. The natural man. We heard him talking about the natural man this morning. It's in the book. He ain't no good. Yeah, he don't savor the things of God. He don't understand the things of God. He don't receive the things of God. So if I preach to you the gospel and you don't receive it, that's your natural man. Hallelujah. We won't do away with him, will we? We all do. Thank you, Lord. Well, in the letter, there's quicken is the word she used. Y'all know what quicken means? That's one of my words today. Well, let me see. Quicken is what must happen for us to get anything out of the preaching, out of the scriptures that we read. Huh? So that's why most of us come short. You tell me that you're quickened and I speak and you don't get excited. You are a damn liar. And I get angry just thinking about it. It'd be one if you just go ahead and be honest and say, well, I'm not quickened. You know, say, you're preaching don't move me. That means you're not quickened. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to hear what you... Then that means I'm not quickened. Let's go ahead and admit it. Go ahead and admit it. Set yourself free. Hallelujah. Just be honest. Hell, if it do you any good, it'll have to be quickened to you. This is a work of God that he freely does. We do not have to twist God's arm. Hey, come on. No, no, no. You are a liar. You a liar. You a liar. He freely gives. Well, our response should be commensurate. But lo and behold, the way that we respond, say, you a liar, God. I want it. You won't give it to me. Where is it, God? That's what our response say. Huh? We need to be quickened, quickened, quickened. Oh, what's wrong with you, brother? I'm being quickened. Absolutely. I'm being quickened. He will quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. That's exactly what it means. Quicken to give life. Yes. Animate.
Yes.
Come on. Praise the Lord. Well, there's more. Just hold on. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Now, you know, we got this old lying spirit in here saying, well, we shouldn't even get excited or anything. We should just look dull. We should just, you know, act like we're asleep. You all can do that, but I'm going to tell you a damn liar. The God we serve deserves better than that. Hallelujah. Yeah, we must glorify God in our bodies, in our spirits, what you hear. Hallelujah. Right out of the book. But of course, it'll have to be quickened to you. See? You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. This is a body. This is a body. This is a body. See? We act like we don't know what to do with a body, except we're doing something we want to do. Glorify God in your body, in your spirit, what you're here. Of course, it'll have to be quickened. It'll have to be quickened. Don't tell me that God's spirit don't quicken. Again, I must call you a liar. Well, we're just so used to adultering, we find comfort in it. You know you can get used to the darkness. Absolutely. Once you stay in the dark room for a while, it'll begin to lighten up a little bit. Now your eyes, your pupils will get bigger, and then you'll be comfortable in your darkness. But you'll still be in the dark. Everybody understand? You'll still be in the dark. You won't know where you're going. And when you figure out where you're going, it'll be where you don't want to go. Huh? You'll say, how did I get here? Behold, forever separated from God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. What'd you do with it, Edie? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Present your body. We ain't going to move off of it because that's the least God would have us to do. Well, I know I want to be a prophet. No, no. Present your body. Huh? I want to rule over Terry. No. Present your body. I want to cook what I want to cook. No. Present your body. I want to do that. No, present your body. and presenting your body is getting away from what you want to do. We still don't believe that giving up our will is good for us. Absolutely not. What men esteem highly is to do what they want to do, worship how they want to worship, respond how they want to respond. Absolutely. They don't give a damn what God say about it. This is how I do it. And you take it, God. Shove it, God. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Would men do that? Well, consider yourself. Well, we've bitten off on the lie that, you know, God understands me being nonchalant. Well. He said, you don't fear me who created all things, the heaven and the earth, set the, huh? That's what God said about it. Thank you, Kirk. Kirk's coming alive in here. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Animate. Enliven. Revive. Arouse. Stimulate. I guess I put this thing away too soon. Stir. Stir up your pure mind. So we must make an effort to get to this. We can't just say, well, here I am, God. No, present your body. Huh? You know, jump in the water and you'll probably start swimming. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Animate, enliven, revive. Arouse, stimulate, stir. That's pretty good, isn't it? And this is what God does with the word, the scriptures, the preaching. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Of course, if he doesn't, it's no good for us. So that's what happened with some of us. Huh? So doesn't excite us because we're not quickened. It don't arouse us. We're not quickened. It don't stir us. We're not quickened. See? And we say, well, God don't want to do it. No, no. Yeah, he's a quickening spirit. See? If we walk in the spirit, I guess we'll be quickened then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Dave, you can get excited. Hallelujah. Did I give you that thing, brother? Okay, good. All right. So that's what Sister Barbara is saying about a scripture. She said it was quickened to me. I like that. I understand what it means. Because if we don't have some quickening, it's nothing. It's just form and fashion. Huh? It's vain, too. Understand that? Yeah, we show up here and we can't get aroused. It's vain. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Now, we shouldn't have so much on our mind, so much we have to do. You know, that's part of our excuse, though. Oh, we serve God, but we don't have time. You know, we got cows and milk and whatever. You know, praise the Lord. Backhoe needs servicing. Whatever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Rachel's coming. You know. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, dear Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints of the Most High at Overcomer Ministry. I think that's pretty good, huh? Thank you, Lord. Call to be saints. It is nothing that we have done. Understand that. It is something we should submit to, though. Since we're called to be saints, we should just agree with God, get excited, get around. See what I'm saying? We like, yeah, we're saints, but we don't want to submit to being saints. All right, come on, we don't esteem it something worth submitting to. Here, take this. Take this. No, I don't want it. Paul said, well, you deem yourselves unworthy. You know he said that about the box? We don't want that to be said of us. He said, you deem yourselves unworthy. Well, Pastor Rice, I thought you said we're not worthy. Well, that's deeming yourself worthy. Everybody understand? When you say I'm unworthy, then that deems yourself worthy of this grace. Huh? And most of us think so much of ourselves, we're not going to deem ourselves worthy. When we thought, well, I don't need that. Huh? That I can take it or leave it. And because you didn't deem yourself worthy, he said, get away from me. I'm going to the Gentile. Somebody want to hear this gospel. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the beautiful Sabbath service, including the special music. How about that? Woo. Thank you, Lord. And preaching. We love to praise Yahweh with you all. How about y'all?
Hallelujah.
Y'all not, aren't going to pull back this morning, are you? Huh? We come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I come to stomp my feet. I come to clap my hands. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. A few days ago, the Spirit led me to Titus in my daily devotion. That's what we're doing. Some don't want to join us, but nevertheless, praise God. Whosoever will, let him come, drink of the water of life. I would like to share it with you for the believers, and especially to you, Pastor Rice. Titus 2. Who's got it? Titus 2:11 through 15. For the grace of our mighty one that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying unrighteousness or ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, or reverently in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the esteemed appearance of the great Elohim, the mighty one, and our Savior, Yeshua, the Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, purifying to himself, listen to it, a zealous people now. Huh? Yeah, a peculiar people, zealous of good work. Now, one reason it excited me is because we had occasion to do a mission statement. This is what I use. I paraphrase this. Yeah, I did. Rose can find it. Mission statement. Brother Richard decided to get us a local FM station, which we have, right? It don't have too much power, but it goes to St. George and some parts of Walterboro. Praise the Lord. Of course, if they wanted to, they'd give us more power, but, you know, we need to use the power that we have. Well, we had to jump through all kind of hoops. You know, we had to go through the FCC. Man, they're a rough bunch. Absolutely. They want you to know that they got the power. Absolutely. And whatever you do, you'll have to have authorization. So Richard very diligently went through. They tried to do this for a long time. Really? I mean, I can't say that because that incriminates us. But anyway... Praise the Lord. Now we have a legitimate low power FM station. How about that? That's how we use our radios here. I mean, yeah, we turn it on, we receive the broadcast. But of course, just for here in the farm, we're authorized to do it. But this goes to St. George. Try it when you go. If you go, but most of us don't need to go. They required a mission statement from us. This is where I took it from. Because this is what God called us to do. The grace of God that bringeth salvation. Say we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live soberly and righteous. Now, whatever we do needs to be under this banner. That's what a mission statement is. You know, what are you doing? Well, we're planting potatoes, but make sure it's under this banner. Hallelujah. You know, presenting your body a living sacrifice. Make sure it's under that banner. That'll take your will out of it. So many things we do is not under this banner because our will is employed. And we say, well, it's okay. I'll steal from God a little bit. He don't mind. He said, thou shalt not steal. See? Praise the Lord. He said, I freely give. Good and perfect gifts. But men, yeah, they love to steal from God. They take his honor. They take his credit, you know, and look what I done and look who I is. Y'all know this. Just be honest. Look what I can do. We can't do nothing without him. Y'all understand that? Well, he's not allied with you in your wickedness. Yeah, you're doing that without him. You understand that? Which is nothing. Well, and the end of that will be damnation. Thank you, Lord. But I didn't do this on my own. I was quickened to do this. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Mission statement. Well, I guess I could have asked Charlene. But I asked God. I said, what do we need to use for? I know about because that's how they talk in the military. Hey, what's your mission statement, huh? I said, what you do, man? Huh? Praise God. We're 32nd ATCOM. Air defense. Hallelujah. We protect this sector from, incoming missiles. Anything that's adverse in the air. Huh? We're air defense. Artillery. See, that's what we do. We're soldiers. Praise the Lord. Huh? Soldiers of Jesus Christ, which means, well, we don't say what we follow the general. No. Nobody know anything about being a soldier. Well, we usually don't present ourselves like that. But every day you see I present us like that because that's how God presents us. He presents us as being on the battlefield. Absolutely. He presents himself as a mighty warrior. The Lord strong in battle. The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. And the words say that he had chosen us. Not our will in it. Just like our salvation. He chose us. Everybody understand? We seem to think our will by itself is something good. But no. He begot us of his own will. So, it's not of him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. See what God can do without our will? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So we're saved by the will of God because he wants to do it. Well, Pastor, we don't have to do anything. Well, since he willed to save us, he's going to work the work in us. You really don't have to do anything. Everybody understand what I'm saying? But the job will be done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll say, before it's done, if we're saved, we'll say, I present my body. Absolutely. We ain't got there yet, though. Hallelujah. We haven't gotten there yet. Oh, God, we're in good hands, though. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. So live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Deny ungodliness. Now, most men don't give this a thought all through the day. Hopefully, that's not your situation. You know, they get up in the morning, they got to, you know, make ready for their little family. The wife likes pretty things. Praise the Lord. I got to provide for the children. You know, praise the Lord. Got to pay for all the stuff that I got and can't afford. You know. Yes. Brother Stair advocated that we be without debt. Right? Same as Jesus Christ. He only wants us to have one debt.
Amen.
Huh? And my God, certainly we should be willing to pay it, huh? Well, come on, Brother Richard. We're no longer debtors to the flesh. Somehow we still want to slip him a little bit, huh? Come on. Hey, I'm preaching this morning the gospel of Jesus Christ. Y'all want to be quickened? I ask the Lord to help you. Say, quicken me, oh God. Hallelujah. We're no longer debtors to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Understand that? So it means that we're free to be quickened. Huh? Well, we're free to make a joyful noise. We're free to serve him with gladness. Huh? We're free. So I'm not excited about that. Huh? Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. I need to finish reading the letter, I guess. But yeah, I was blessed because I took it for our mission statement, because it is our mission statement. God gave it to us. The grace of God. Y'all know about that? It brings salvation, and it gives us this mission. Deny ungodliness. That's what grace teaches. That rebellion is not taught by grace. We learned it from the heathen. Huh? That pride and arrogance. Grace didn't teach you that. See? And you all try to call me and God a liar every day. I'm telling you, all of that stuff that's anti-Christ is not from grace. Don't let the devil tell you. Nonchalance is not of God. Slowfulness is not of God. Absolutely not. I'm not going to back up. I am not. You find it where it says be nonchalant. Huh? It ain't in there. They say be fervent. Y'all act like you don't know what fervent means. Be fervent. Be effectual. Fervent. Prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Fervent.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, what's going on, Pastor Rice? Well, this Antichrist spirit said, well, Pastor Rice, you ain't going to make me come into this. Y'all know? I'm telling y'all. Y'all know what's going on. This old Antichrist spirit, you ain't going to bring me into that foolishness. See what I'm saying? Huh? See? You ain't going to bring me into that foolishness. Ah! Hallelujah. 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 Well, I just go on without you then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just go on without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you know what the Spirit, because he tell me the same thing he tell you. I just don't believe it. I believe God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not that seducing spirits don't come to me. I just rebuff them. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all don't think I know what a seducing spirit is? That's why I can judge, you see. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord, saint. Live soberly, righteously, and godly. Now, we can't do that in the flesh. Carnal mind knows nothing about it. That's the realm we like to dwell in, though. You know, the unquickened realm. That way we can be in step with the world. We can get along with our kinfolk. Our unquickened realm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He will quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. Looking for the blessed hope. This is part of it. Looking for that blessed hope. It tells what it is. That blessed hope. The glorious appearing. The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That he might redeem us from all iniquity. He gave himself for us. He gave himself. Hallelujah. He didn't do like men do. They get a loan and don't pay it back. No, he gave himself. Hallelujah. For us. That he might redeem us from all iniquity. All iniquity. We identify as Christ. Not Baptist. Huh? Not Presbyterians. Not as Catholics. We are Christ. See? And you all expect your kinfolk to accept you? Come on, saints. Huh? Well, when if we compromise a little bit, they will. Absolutely. Yeah, we make sure we don't mention Baptists ain't Christians. We make sure we, and that we don't tell them that saints of God love to seek out saints of God. Yeah, we make sure we don't tell them that. Yeah, they'll do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Huh? If you don't, you don't tell them, hey, man, Jesus Christ, he's the highest. We should do all things for him. Huh? If you in any way intimate that what they're doing is okay, then they'll put up with you. 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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish this up. Brother Timothy says he wants to preach tomorrow. He's already got his notes. Hallelujah. Isn't that all right? Yes, so we pray God quicken him.
Amen.
He's able. Redeem us from all iniquity. So our identity is Christ. And in doing that, we consider not ourselves as individuals, but ourselves as a body. We're not there yet. We esteem others better than ourselves. We consider the whole. Now, of course, natural families, fathers and mothers, they do consider the whole. So men can do it. Yeah, if they want to do it. But in Christ, they don't want to consider themselves a whole, you know. But the families, they do. Yeah, when they talk about I got to eat, they mean the wife and the children too. When they say we got to have a plate, they eat. So that's how we are to be. We're not right there. No, no. Somebody require this of us. We say, why? They want to rule over us. Hey. They ain't treating me right. No?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, God will do it. He'll get the work done. Thank you, Lord. I keep going back to old King Manasseh. Brother, I'm telling you. What an unlikely one, huh? Like Paul or Saul of Tarsus. What an unlikely one. Or Brother Owen or Richard. Hey, Neil, hey, how about you? What an unlikely one. Praise the Lord. What an unlikely one.
Hallelujah.
Unlikely that Yes, praise the Lord. I know that I'm an unlikely one. Thank you, Lord. Redeem us from all iniquity. And purify. Purify. That's a process. Yeah, out with the old. Bad stuff out. That's what purify is. Get all the bad out. Don't y'all forget what purify is. Don't y'all show up and tell God you don't need no purification. See? Don't preach to me, Pastor. You make me angry when you preach. I don't need no purification. Huh? We need some cleansing. Some washing of the water by the word. And this is underlined in red. Amen. I guess that's emphasis then. Huh? That's one way to underline, bold, italics, you know, and make it stand out. It says, these things speak and exhort. Rebuke.
Yes.
With all authority.
Yes.
Woo! Now, this is in the book. Praise the Lord. Now, you all don't mind me talking to you, right? But y'all want me to do it, you know, as a question, right? Y'all want to serve the Lord with gladness, huh? Well, come on, saints. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Praise his name. We shouldn't have any problem with this. We should have any problem with it. It says with authority.
I'll even take the crown. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
God would have us all speak with authority.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
His authority.
Yes.
Yeah, you will say the right thing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Beautiful.
Let no man despise thee. These verses are so beautiful.
Amen.
And so appropriate for our times.
Amen.
Now, she get that understanding by the quickening of the Spirit.
Yes.
Your kinfolk
no.
that are eating, drinking, and being merry, and you that take pleasure, not so. Boy, I'm preaching good.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Yeah, praise the Lord. We just don't want to put it together, huh?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm quickened this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, my business is to serve the Lord.
Absolutely.
I have nothing else
Thank
to do.
You, Lord.
I got no other desire.
No
confidence. Hallelujah. No. I want to be what he wants me to be. I don't want to resist him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Crucify this old flesh.
Amen.
With the affections and love. Put off that old man. Put on the new man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, those are the two things that excited me about that.
Yeah, Lord.
The quickening, which is necessary. Which the old man despised. Absolutely. All of his efforts is against quickening. You better believe that. He likes nonchalance. He likes daydreaming. Not quickening. No. He don't like quickening. No, praise the Lord. Y'all know how I know about the old man and the new man? You know how I know about being renewed in the spirit of the mind? Some will just not give up the old way of thinking. You can't be changed like that. Yeah, God will have to change your mind so that you can be changed. It won't happen otherwise. No, no, no. You'll have to stop thinking that God is against you. You'll have to get a new mind and know that his thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. Come on. That he's not withholding good things from you. You'll have to come to that knowledge. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. These verses are so beautiful. And again, this is what happened to me every day. Yeah, I mean, if I read the Bible and never got quickened, I wouldn't stand up here. And I wouldn't walk right either. See? So I get quickened. Huh? By anything and everything. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Triage? You see how I got quickened by triage? See?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, see Terry getting quickened back there? Praise. Now, when brother used the word, I had no idea.
Thank you, Jesus.
I guess because of the context, but I said, Rose, what's he talking about? She knew. But I said, yeah, I said, that's what we do. Hallelujah. That is what we do. Hallelujah. We what are the first things? And I'll put first things first, you know, in order of priority. And I went on to say that the things of God, then they must be first. It got to be first priority. Everything else can fall under that. We're not going to find something to eat and find something to wear. No, first seek the kingdom. See? Well, as much as we say this, that's not what most people do. They do what God would tell them, you know, if they were able. Well, if God tell them, they are able. Huh? That must be quickened to you, though. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you'll say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, he's so arrogant and haughty, I just can't receive anything from him. Oh, wait. Hallelujah. Well, you'll have to talk to the one who sent me. All right? Huh? You know, God, I got some controversy with you. Y'all want to serve you? Want to live holy, but you gave me old Sherry and old Irwin and old Mike. If it wasn't for that, God, I'd serve you. You want me to plant taters and do put away and, if it wasn't for that, God, I could serve you.
Hallelujah.
We're getting in the woodpile now, huh? I could live holy if it wasn't for all them folk call themselves saints. Tell you what I'll do. I'll stay away from them so I can live holy. I just have nothing to do with them so I can live holy. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, Rachel, hear my preaching. Hallelujah. We'll make her a CD and send it to her so she can not listen to it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, you know, God sent his son, but guess what? Men won't receive him. Huh? Thank you, Lord. These verses are so beautiful and so appropriate for our time. Y'all know what time we're in? That last time, perilous time. Time to quicken ourselves then, huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the hope.
Thank God for that sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
She says, please continue, Angela. I'm going to read it with your straightforward preaching.
Amen.
See?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I believe it's straightforward.
Yes, it is.
Not with guile, not with enticing words. He is God and we ought to serve him like he's God. That's what I maintain it. Hallelujah. I don't care about your philosophy. I don't care about your doctrine. Absolutely not. Yeah, he is Lord. There's none like it. He's high and lifted up. He's holy, eternal. Hallelujah. He chose you to be in his army. Huh? Don't go AWOL. Come on. Serve him with valor. Huh? Praise the Lord. Valiantly. Be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah. Well, my preaching is straightforward because I'm honest with myself. And as much as I say that, that's where we fail. If we don't get honest with ourselves, we're not going to get it done. We won't be honest with our neighbor. We won't be honest with God. Of course, we won't fool our neighbor. Neither will we fool God. See? So we might as well speak the truth, every man to his neighbor. See, that is in the book, isn't it? We don't have any problem with that, do we? Well, you have to start here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Please continue with your straightforward preaching, as we all sure need it. Well, as much as God give me grace. Thank you, Lord. We love you all and pray for you and ask you to keep us in your prayers as well. Hallelujah. Love through the Messiah. Brother Jack and Sister Barbara. Maranatha. Isn't that beautiful? She took the time to write this. That's beautiful too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we need to be quickened by the Spirit or killed by the letter. You understand? That's the alternative. We can't say, well, I'll do something else. I'll get some life support. Well, only in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You won't get any life support from lies. No. Praise the Lord. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. See what I'm saying? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See? Hallelujah. No man come to the Father but by me. Meek and lowly. High and holy. Glory, glory. Yeah, obedient. Even to the death of the cross. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. I heard the preacher say, when you get the envy and strife out of their heart, they will all speak the same thing.
Amen. That's the truth.
So these seducing spirits, they tell you, well, there's no way for y'all to speak the same. Right off, they call God a liar. Y'all don't listen to that, do you? Well, Pastor Rice, I know what they say because they talk to me. I just don't believe them. You understand? I know what I'm talking about. Y'all understand that? Understand that? Whatever opposes you, oppose me. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know what them seducing spirits say. Everything contrary to what God said. Absolutely. 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 They said, do what you want to do. It's your thing. Yeah, they do. Hey, if it feels good, do it. That's what, yeah, I know. Yeah, they say, make Rachel happy. Make your kinfolk happy. The Spirit said, please God. See what I'm saying? They contrary. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know. We're going to watch you, Pastor Rice, and see if you fall so we won't have to believe you.
Hallelujah.
Right? You want to hear me say that again? I'm going to watch you. I'm going to look for your halting. And if you fall, then I'm not going to believe you. Woo! Glory, glory. Yeah, that's what we do. That's the only reason we look for fault in somebody. So we can deceive ourselves and say, well, I can do wrong. Woo, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, they did it with the master. I know they're going to do it with me. Y'all know that.
Amen.
They watched Jesus. They listened to him. They were watching for his halting so they could accuse him. So if he sent one in his stead with authority, they'll do the same thing. Praise the Lord. This is to the life that came to help him. I believe that if God sends a preacher, then to hear him is profitable. If God didn't send him, no. But if God sent the preacher, I believe all that in Christ ought to listen to him. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now, people believe that in degree. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, they're doing okay over there, but, I got my own life over here. One said, yeah, man, we believe in being Christians, but we need to live our own lives. That's contrary. Absolutely. That's contrary.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure they can convince themselves that God told them to do the stuff they're doing. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how men get it done. Yeah, they say, I still have fellowship with God. I don't want none with y'all, though. That's quite contrary, isn't it? Hallelujah. This is not how they started out. No. Praise the Lord. That's where they end up because of the way they decided to go. You understand? They love to do what they want to do and be in complete fellowship, but it's not possible. And since we're in Christ, there it is. Absolutely. There it is. Hallelujah. And I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. Yeah, like I told you, when we were having problems with certain that didn't want to be here, they called us brothers on one side and, imbeciles on the other. And if we were brothers, then why wouldn't they dwell with us? And, see how contrary that is? Yeah, God got them out. Praise the Lord. And what he told me to do, I did. And what I said, this is not personal. I said, if my mama did it, I'd do the same thing. You all don't believe me, but if my mama did that, I said, Mom, you got to get out of here. Absolutely. 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 I'm not going to choose her over my God. Well, we need to get there, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Not personal. No. What I'm saying is not personal. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm a vessel of the Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Our adversary, he's subtle.
Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
The world you can get along with as long as you don't reprove them.
Exactly. Amen.
That's same way with your kinfolk. Hey, same way with your kinfolk. Same way with your kinfolk.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, how do you reprove them? You live soberly, righteously in God. You deny ungodly, worldly lust, and you live soberly, righteous and godly in this present world. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. I can go anywhere and do anything that I'm sent to do. Absolutely. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm here. So are you. Hallelujah. If God say you go dwell with your kinfolk, if I was sin, I could do it. Not otherwise. Not otherwise. If God send me to do it, I'm well able. Not on my own. Oh, they're my kinfolk. I got to save them. Well, we can't do it. We have to save ourselves. Huh? Well, do like Noah. Noah's moving with fear. Got them all saved. That's because whatever God told him to do, he did it. They saw the fear of God upon it. They knew that he wasn't a hypocrite. Right, right. Well, that's not what they say about us, though. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They knew old Daniel wasn't a hypocrite. Absolutely. They knew how to get him. They hoodwinked the old king. Sign this decree, king. We know Daniel ain't going to pay no attention to this, because he esteemed his God above you, king. They didn't tell him that, but that's how they dealt with it. They knew that Daniel would choose his God over the king's. Absolutely. How about you? How about you? The Bible said when Daniel knew the writing was signed, huh? He went up into his place, opened up the windows, prayed and gave thanks to God 3 times a day. Hallelujah. Now, Daniel wasn't stupid, was he? Well, that's not how we do it. You know God gave us common sense. He gave us faith. That other stuff you got somewhere else. Huh? For by grace are you saved. Through faith. Lean not to your own understanding. Everybody understand that's paramount? And lean not to our own understanding. Even when we consider that, we have to lean not to our own understanding. Else it won't mean anything. We'll manipulate it so that we do it the way we want to and say, well, this is not my understanding. This is how God wants me to do it. Y'all don't know that? Y'all think I was born yesterday, don't you? Come on, I'm just honest about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Ann, look at me. Edie's not the preacher. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be done because we have taters. All right. About a foot apart. About 7 inches deep. Eyes up. All right. All right. That's how it goes. So I suppose you're going to give us some utensils to dig with. Praise the Lord. All right. Everybody willing? Huh? We want to do it unto the Lord. It'll be profitable. We'll give glory to God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. All right. I think we got it all said for today. God's aim is to, it's God's mission statement, save his people from their sin. Hallelujah. Purifying to himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Gather together all things unto himself. Conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. Build his glorious church. Huh? And dwell with his people forever. Y'all know this is what God aims to do? Just remember that. Yeah, he's showing us the way. Huh? Have fervent charity among yourselves. Let brotherly love continue. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Objective is the aim or goal. Something aimed at or striven for. That's what objective is. Goes along with the mission statement. You know, what do you hope to accomplish? And if we answer right, we do right. If we say, well, I'm going to present my body today, whole acceptable, we do well. We do anything different, we deviate. That's the difference between the law and the spirit, or the letter and the spirit. Huh? The letter is a whole bunch of do that, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. The spirit is one objective, and once you follow up that objective, then you get everything done. We don't too much cotton to that. We like the little things. Well, you know, peel your taters like this. I suppose if we get them 6.5 inches on them, we're going to be unrighteous. What do you think? Huh? We're going to condemn old Christian now. He only did his 6.5 inches. Huh? Praise the Lord, saints. What's going to make it right is the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's what's going to quicken it. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'll bring my ruler.
All right, brother. Yeah, you. That ruler will kill us, huh? We won't measure up, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. According as he has chosen us in him. This is out of Ephesians. Before the foundation of the world. This is God's purpose and aim, that we should be holy and without blame before him. We're called to holiness. Absolutely. We're not called to uncleanness. But we're called to holiness. We're called with an holy calling, not according to our works. Huh? We're called to deny ourselves. Huh? To identify with Christ. Then we get it done. But somehow the seducing spirits keep pulling us back.
No, thank you.
Huh?
No, thank you.
As long as you consider yourself as yourself, no, no good. You are Christ. When you consider yourself as Christ, a member of the body, then you do well. Hallelujah. You won't be so quick to go off on your tangent. Huh? Doing your own thing. And saying it's unto the Lord.
Amen.
See? Praise the Lord. Present your body, saints.
Amen.
God aims to save us.
Amen.
To conform us to the image of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Out of his own mouth, he's going to build a glorious church.
Amen.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
And the saints shall possess the everlasting kingdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Old dragon gonna make war with the saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the ancient of days is gonna come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, we welcome your return, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Quicken us, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Edward, pray for us. We gotta get them taters, brother. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father God. Thank you, Father God, for quickening us this morning, Lord God. Father, I thank again about your son, the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave us an example, Lord God, and he was quickened.
Hallelujah.
Before he even left the womb of his mother. The babe leaped in his womb. He was quickened when he heard the word, Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Father God, I thank you that we like on the like the two on the road of Emmaus, God. When we hear this word, Father, our hearts burn within us. It burns within us, Lord God, and we do get quickened by this word, Father God. And so, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Father God. I don't ever want to lose the desire, God, to be quickened and strengthened and rejuvenated,
thank you,
Lord
Father.
God, and washed and cleansed. By this word, Heavenly Father, God. We need it every day. We need to be washed. We need to be washed, Lord God. And not just our feet, but our whole body. This goes, God, so we be full of light. Father God, thank you for the opportunity, Lord God. Yes, it is an opportunity. And for us to see it that way, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Truth, Lord.
We still have too much of the old mind, Lord God, and we don't want to just let go. I'm only saying amen to the preacher.
Hallelujah.
We just don't want to let go of our old way of thinking. We're not our own. And selfishness, always that word, God, help us, Lord. That word always comes to me when we get reproved like this. We're just selfish. We're just selfish. We think of ourselves. We think we can still have our own life and yet be called your sons and your daughters. We think we can live in a community and be to ourselves and live our own life, do our own thing, our own way. And in our own time, and however we want to do it. And that is completely contrary,
yes, Lord,
to everything, to the very foundation of you bringing us here to this community, the very foundation of you establishing this community. That is completely opposite. That is the false mission statement. That's what that is. That's the lie. We've come here to do exactly the opposite. We came here to die.
Hallelujah.
I heard the man of God the other day. I heard him say this is a death camp.
Surely.
And I believe it and I know it to be true. But it's not that's not a grievous thing if we surrender to that.
Amen.
That's a glorious and a joyful thing. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that you woke us up this morning just by you waking us up again. You've given us the opportunity, Lord God, to not just to plant the potatoes. And not just to cook the food and wash the clothes and milk the goats and the cows and the chickens and gather the eggs and the chickens and on and on and on and build and plant. No, Lord God. Yes, you gave us the opportunity to do all these things together as a body.
Thank you, Father.
And for the body. Not as we will and as we want to do it, but as a body. Always considering the whole. But also, God, you've given us the greater matters. You give us the opportunity to love one another, to forgive one another,
hallelujah,
to suffer long with one another,
yes, Lord,
to bear long with one another, Lord God, to strengthen one another with these words. God, you've given us the opportunity, Lord God, to serve you with each other. That's the weightier matters of the law. We can do all these other things, but don't forget the weightier matters. In our cooking, in our cleaning, and in our planting, in our building, in our milking, and all these things, in our fixing and repairing, Father God, we can't forget the weightier matters.
Hallelujah.
Do the things that make for peace.
Yes, Lord.
Suffer along with one another. Bear one another's burdens. Strengthen each other.
Yes, Lord.
Speak the word of God. Be joyful.
Thank you, Lord.
Be kind, tenderhearted, forgiving one another,
yes,
even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
Yes.
These things, the weightier matters, we have the opportunity every day. And this is a new one. Another day, another opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
And another privilege to serve you, Lord. This is serving you. This is what serving you really means, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you help us to perfect that, Lord God. Bring it into perfection, Lord. Perfect that which concerns us, Lord. Father God, thank you. Build your church. We pray, build your church, Lord God, that the gates of hell should not prevail against it. When we get rid of this carnal selfishness, Lord God, the gates of hell won't prevail against us like it does at times when we in our selfishness. So, Father God, help us to just go ahead and die. Go ahead and die. It's actually pretty joyous. It actually went because being under the yoke of this mind and spirit of the world all of our lives, Father, it's we were under a hard taskmaster.
Amen.
He was a hard taskmaster. He still is. And he especially is now that he sees the day approaching.
Yes, Lord.
He know he has but a short time. So he's going to task us, ooh, and if we give him any place at all, Lord, he runs with it. He takes it, and he go and he takes it as far as he can until we end up at each other's throats over the stupidest things and over the most worldly, carnal, selfish things that you can imagine, like two, three, like 3 year olds. This, oh God, we have far more power than that. God, you've given us authority, Father God, over every unclean spirit, over all the power of the enemy, Lord God. Amen. You've given us this power. All we have to do is surrender and submit to it and stop trying to have it our way. That's all we have to do. Consider our neighbor. Consider our brother and our sister. That's all we have to do. Communicate.
Hallelujah.
To do good and communicate, forget not. Do this. We can do all these things through Christ who strengthens us. And thank you for that you've given us the, Father, I know you trusted us with this. You've given this to us, Lord God. So that means you trust us with it.
Amen.
So Father God, help us to be faithful, Father God. Help us to be faithful and to not come back to you with a buried talent in the ground.
Oh God.
No, God, but to be come back to you with usury.
Amen.
I pray that we can give back to you what you gave us with usury.
Yes.
Thank you for these words of life, Father God. And speaking of life, this is the more abundant life.
Amen.
As we look for the more abundant life.
Hallelujah.
As we wait for the life more abundantly. This is the abundant life. Abundant life to me now is learning to consider my neighbor. Is to learning how to deny myself for the better and the welfare of my neighbor. Learning how to just put myself in your hands and then say, Lord, here am I. And be willing, Lord God, as we learn these things. The more we learn these things, the more joy we get. The more because we're moving in righteousness, which means we get peace, we get joy. All these things is what is in your kingdom. It's in this kingdom, this life that you put in us, Father God. So help us to enjoy it. Help us to treasure it, cling to it, fight for it. Fight for it. Because this is life. This truly is life. That tenfold nonsense. Hey, Lord God, thank you. The man of God is speaking the truth. This tenfold nonsense and even children, kenfolk, anything and anybody, it doesn't matter who they are. Anybody that demands preeminence over our Lord Jesus Christ,
right,
who saved us,
right,
brought us up out of the land of Egypt.
Thank you, Lord.
Washed us from our sins in his own blood. Giving us a life where we can actually serve him every day. When anything and anybody that demands preeminence over him, no. We cast them down. We put it down. We put it, get thee behind me, Satan. No. And we, Father God, we walk, we obey. We obey. I heard Brother Simon, his last instructions to us, hear and obey.
Amen, brother.
Hear and obey. We don't worry about, we don't look for the praise of men over the praise of God.
Thank you, Father.
We don't esteem that more than your approval and your acceptance of us, Father God. This is what we've been called to. We've been commanded and chosen. We've been told to do this. And no explanation is going to suffice them. Anybody that's not in the light, who I don't care who they are, none of our explanations will suffice.
No.
So we don't even give them one. We just live the life that God gave us to live. And that's my prayer every day. Father God, help me to live the life that I speak about. The life I speak about right now. Help me to live this life, Father God, that I not be a hypocrite, Lord God. Help us to live this life that we pray about, that we preach about, that we speak about, that we yell about, we shout about, we scream about, we run, we dance, we clap, we stomp our feet. This life that we live in this flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And help us to live it, Lord God. No matter what the adversary and what the gainsayers and what the mockers, what the scoffers and what the kinfolk say.
Amen.
We don't care. We look for your approval, Father God. We look for your approval. And thank you for the example, Lord God. You left us an example.
Thank you,
so, Father God, again, we can't close the prayer without thanking you for sending the man of God, Lord, because it's so obvious that you've given him your word, you've given him of your spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And you've given him your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given him your heart.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, no man would naturally care for your estate. And Father God, you knew who that man was.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all you're doing. It's not ours.
True, Lord.
So why would we kick against it? Why don't we just submit to it, realizing that it's for our salvation?
Amen.
It's not for him, it's for us.
Amen.
And him as well. Thank you for it, Father God. Continue to bless him, continue to strengthen him in the word, in the faith, Father God, in the determination, Father God, to stand true to your word, no matter what, against bearing all the opposition and the contradiction of sinners.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what any of the contradiction against this kind of word is. It's the contradiction of sinners. That's what it is. And it's going against the truth and against the light. And it's all because we don't want to just submit. We want to hold on to our own selfish ways, our own ambitions, as Brother Rick taught, ambitions. We don't have any ambitions. Only to become sons of God.
Sons of God.
We have that power, and that's the only ambition we have, right, is to be a son of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So may we rejoice in that this day and walk in that this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints. Headed for the kingdom. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.